I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The dust has settled in the Sadr city area of Baghdad, or to be more precise, the sand has settled. A sandstorm hit the Iraqi capital yesterday, and officials say that Shiite militiamen took advantage of the natural cover to step up their attacks. American forces in Iraq say 38 militants were killed in the fighting. Sadr city is a stronghold of the radical Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. It's his militia that seems to be in the thick of this fighting. The BBC's Clive Myrie is in Baghdad right now. What about this sandstorm and how it ended up working in favor of the militia?
Yes, it was pretty amazing. What you had for most of Sunday afternoon into the evening, heading into the early hours of Monday morning, was a huge blanket of sand that rose up and pretty much covered Baghdad, blocking out the sun, which in the sort of mid-afternoon is very powerful, very bright, but you could hardly see it. People were staying indoors. Those of us here in the BBC office had face masks on because the dust was getting into the windows and everything. And it completely shrouded out the sun. And of course, it made it difficult for US forces to continue their aerial reconnaissance flights, keeping a check on what's going on the ground. And as a result, Shiite militiamen took advantage of this. And we could hear numerous mortars and rockets fired from Sadr city, the Shiite area of Baghdad, into the green zone. There was a lot of damage. So it's fair to say that the sandstorm gave cover to the militiamen, and they took advantage of it.
Yeah, sandstorm gave cover to the militiamen firing mortars, and it hindered the Americans using high-tech equipment, the sensors and the targeted lasers, which were hurt by the sandstorm. Can you tell us, in terms of those militants themselves, who are they fighting and why are they fighting? These are Shias who are operating under Muqtada al-Sadr. He had called for a ceasefire on Friday. What happened?
Well, that ceasefire was largely ignored, and it's difficult to sort of work out exactly what control Muqtada al-Sadr does have over a lot of the fighters who claim that they're continuing their operations in his name. Yes, Muqtada al-Sadr put out a call for a ceasefire, certainly from his side on Friday. But you've got those elements within the Mehdi army who perhaps have broken away. A lot of them don't believe that Muqtada al-Sadr is taking the fight to the Americans strongly enough, tough enough, and they're willing to continue the fight, whatever their leader says. You've also got those other elements within the Mehdi army who have turned to gangsterism, turned to crime, and they're not about to stop their fight against U.S. forces if U.S. forces and Iraqi troops are trying to end their lucrative criminal activities. So it's a complicated, a complex mixture here of Mehdi army fighters who are loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr and who will listen to any ceasefire call, and then those rogue elements who don't believe he's strong enough or tough enough on the Americans.
All right, the BBC's Clive Myrie speaking to us from Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Clive.
Thank you.